The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents the Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
The Sharks look to put to bed a very tough losing streak against the Nashville Predators. Following a 7-5 loss in Music City two nights ago, the Sharks and the Predators do battle at SAP Center at San Jose tonight. Rough times for the Sharks. They've had third period leads and lost their last two games, first in Boston and then in Nashville. As was the case with the Bruins series, the Sharks have not fared well against the Predators in recent years. They're 0-10-1 in their last 11 games against the Predators, including four straight losses at home. On Tuesday night at Bridgestone Arena, things were looking mighty good when the Sharks took a 5-1 lead in the game on a power play goal by Mikael Granlund.
Off the draw, Celebrini goes down low, Eklund in front, shot, score! Mikael Granlund, tic-tac-toe, Celebrini! Getting it down low, and Ekman feeds it in front, and it's Granlund who gets his second goal of the game. And you know what? That is Mikael Granlund's 100th point in a San Jose Sharks uniform as the Sharks score on the power play and take a 5-1 lead. The Preds move in. Here's Stamkos throwing it toward the net. They score! Marchessault gets it in front as the Predators just tossed it toward the goal. The Sharks left a little too much space, and for a veteran like Jonathan Marchessault, that is an invitation for disaster. 28 seconds into the third period, all of a sudden, it's the Sharks 5 and the Predators 4.
And after Roman Josi tied the game with his 9th of the season on the power play, Nick Blankenberg got the eventual game winner with 11:51 to go.
Marchessault, lead pass, on the left for Stamkos. He's got a man in front of the net. There's the pass in the direction of Blankenberg, but it was deflected by a Sharks defender. Held in by Novak. He stick handles across the ice. Little drop pass, moving in. Here's Blankenberg holding it, shooting it. Score! Blankenberg put that right through the legs of Georgiev. I'm not sure if that was poked at behind, but Blankenberg fired that shot from a right circle and kept it low, and it snuck through, and the Predators lead 6-5 in an absolutely mystifying turn of events here in Nashville.
Right wing Tyler Toffoli, who gets back into action tonight after missing the last three games with an injury, certainly along with his teammates, felt the emotional frustration of the recent defeats, especially the Nashville game.
Obviously, I wasn't there with him, but I was watching him. You know, on the plane, the plane ride home, and 4.5 hours, whatever it was, and definitely, you know, mixed emotions, you know, frustration and just upset with everything. And I think it'll be a good challenge and the perfect way to respond and just go out and have a really good night.
For Alex Wennberg, who moves back to play center tonight, that early third period goal by the Predators in the opening minute was really tough to take.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously, it's a pattern when we've been having a lead and they kind of like get one goal, you can see the whole team get a little bit deflated and they get momentum. And I mean, it's a game. You're not going to play perfect 60 minutes. You've got to eliminate when they have the momentum of the game. You've got to play a little bit smarter. Right now, like, we kind of let it happen. It kind of like gets on our heels. So play a little bit more aggressive. Be like, keep sticking to the game. Play a 60-minute game and just like keep doing that. I feel like that's going to be like the mindset for us to like change these things.
But Wennberg says the process of blocking out the bad and putting in the good is a mind game that often involves just getting angry with what's gone on.
I mean, like I said, it's frustrating. I feel like we for sure make good enough plays and played in a good enough to win these games, and we kind of just hand them off. And I've talked about this before. I mean, you got to find a way to win. Right now, we're doing a lot of things good, but this just cannot happen. And I don't know if it needs to. People need to get more pissed off or something, but you got to learn from your mistake. If it just keeps happening, we got to adjust a little bit. So I feel like it comes down to us, that a little bit about the mentality, the mindset, that we got to change it and get a little bit more angry, I guess.
Most importantly, Wennberg adds that the belief in their dressing room, which is not abated, has to be maintained.
It's a game of confidence for sure, but like, you got to believe in yourself as well. Like you said, if you see like they're getting a goal, you got to still have the belief that, yeah, we can get this one done. And I mean, like, it's a 60-minute game. Like, it doesn't matter what the score is. You got to play a full game. And right now, it feels like you can see that we're kind of like a little bit scared. So you got to play to win. You got to have that swagger in your game that, like, even though you make mistakes, like, you're feeding off each other, you're helping each other out, and you battle till the end. So just small details. And I mean, I feel like there's a lot of good things from this team, and we have a lot of potential. We're just going to kind of like click it in and make it happen all the way through a game.
From head coach Ryan Warsawski's point of view, what's needed is ultimate commitment.
You watch the great teams right now, the Florida Panthers, the Washington Capitals, the Edmonton Oilers, up and down, you know, the Tampa Bay Lightning, teams that have won Stanley Cups. They have a pride to play defense. They don't want to give up shots. They don't want to give up chances. They don't want to be minuses as individuals at the end of the night. And then you translate that, and you usually get offense from it. So to your point of being committed, we have to be committed to defend tonight, and we have to be committed to do whatever it takes to keep shots off of our net and off our ASCII, and we have to defend with a purpose, not to give up easy chances in front of our net. So that is a big step for us as an organization of where we need to get to. We need to be better defensively in giving up these easy chances or easy shots. And at the end of the day, even though they don't go in, it gives fuel to momentum to the other team. So we have to have an understanding and a commitment to that, and have a focus level of where we're at right now after 50 games, and see if we can kind of get more pride around our net.
The Teal Report will continue right after this on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Four nations face off for the world to see. This February, international best-on-best hockey is back as NHL stars compete for their country to see which hockey nation will reign.
Star power in abundance.
Canada, Finland, Sweden, USA. Teammates turned rivals and rivals turned teammates. For country, for glory, four nations.
We are set for puck drop.
The Four Nations Face-Off begins February 12th on ABC, ESPN, and TNT.
Hey, Sharks fans. What is a Shark's favorite washing machine setting? FinCycle. But seriously, folks, PG&E and the Sharks want you to know that washing your game day jerseys and other clothes in cold water can save you up to $40 a year. Want to discover more ways to save energy and money? Check out PG&E's series, 7 Saturdays to a More Energy Efficient Home, at savingsactioncenter.com.
Every day, families with critically ill children face the unthinkable, being far from home while their child receives life-saving medical care. Ronald McDonald House Charities Bay Area steps in to ease this burden, providing no-cost housing, free meals, and comprehensive support services to families whose children are being treated at the Bay Area's leading children's hospitals. But we can't do it alone. Your support, through donations or volunteering, helps families stay close to each other and the expert care they need. Visit rmhcbayarea.org to learn how you can make a lasting impact.
Get the official NHL app to watch, read, and listen to all the deets.
All I can say is absolutely wow.
All the sauce, all the saves.
Stop from Vasilevsky!
All the hits, all the snipes, all the sellies.
He scores! Unbelievable!
All the hockey. If it's hockey, it's here. Listen to every NHL game for free, now with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Download the official NHL app now.
Stars.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
The Sharks claimed Walker Duehr from the Calgary Flames on waivers yesterday, and he'll be in the lineup playing alongside Alex Wenberg and Nikolai Kovalenko in a newly constructed line. Duehr comes from a team that's in the thick of the playoff race, and he thinks he can bring that level of excitement and energy to the Sharks right now.
Yeah, I think no matter where you're at, you always want to win, right, and have those good details and habits. And, I think where Calgary was at, they were in a spot where they needed to win every night to maintain that spot. So, just kind of come bring my good habits here and, hopefully just be a good person in the lineup for them to have.
Now that Duehr and Alex Wenberg are line mates, does Wenberg have any memory of playing against him?
Not that I know. I mean, I obviously saw that he played a few games for Calgary and all that, but I'm excited to see what he can bring and obviously to be put on this line again. I know usually when you come to a new team, you're a little bit hungry as well, so I feel like that could be a great energy to have as well. So just excited to see, and I think it's going to be good.
Join Scott Hannon and me for all of the exciting play-by-play coverage of tonight's matchup, the rematch between the Sharks and the Nashville Predators, this time at SAP Center at San Jose. Our airtime is 7 o'clock Pacific time with our Sharks warm-up show. Don't miss that, and don't miss the game. Until then, that's the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.